Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Now, today on Insight Radio, we're finding out about a new group. It's called VI Talk, and we have with us Michael Allen and Joe Fishwick to tell us a little bit more. Michael, perhaps you could start by telling us where the idea came from.
Right, well, the idea has been around with ourselves for probably around 18 months to 2 years. And I sort of thought of the idea and pitched it to Joe. And we were just sort of waiting for the right opportunity. The name took a while to come. And then a friend suggested VI Talk about 12 months ago. And it just, in the new year, it felt a right time to sort of start the ball rolling properly.
And how did you get it off the ground?
Basically, it was something like I said, we were planning on doing. And come the new year, I think new start, Joe sort of said, come on, let's get it. Get it going, and started sort of giving me a kick, and from there it launched within pretty much about 3 days.
So a very quick launch then, Joe. I mean, how do you sort of think, well, you know, how are we going to get people talking? Are we going to use social media? How do we get a presence there? It must be quite an undertaking to do in such a short space of time.
It is really. We started with Facebook and we opened a page in a group. So the page is more where we post information about what's happening. The group is now got over 200 members in sort of 3 months time, which is brilliant. Then I managed to get an Audio Boo channel, which is another social network where you record sound and voice rather than having to write things down, which is ideal for visually impaired people. So we're getting that going. That's been going about 6 weeks. We also have a website and we also have Skype as well, which we've got a landline number for as well, which means that nobody misses out. Even if you're not particularly techie or anything, you can still join in with Skype chats and things like that, so everybody's included, really.
So very technical, but, you know, in saying that, it's very simple to use as well. Are you finding the audio is more popular than the text-based part?
To be honest, not really, because we've got such a mix of people, because we've got a lot of sighted parents bringing up visually impaired children. So we tend to find that the ones with more sight tend to like using Facebook because it's nice, quick and easy. You know, they can do it on the smartphones and things like that. And we're also on Twitter, so that's, you know, that's nice and quick. But, you know, more of the VIs, I think, tend to go towards not just Facebook, but the Audio Boo channel, because it's nice to be able to just pick up your phone and record your voice, or pick up a microphone and use your computer to record sound or, you know, a message or something.
Michael, was it something which didn't require a great deal of funding to get off the ground?
To be honest, the only thing really what cost a little bit was initially was setting up the website and getting the web space, getting to the mains, that sort of thing. With the media we're using, it's not really obviously expensive media to use. But down the line, obviously things, as we add new ideas and new things to it, that may change a little bit. But, you know, we have got a small budget which we managed to stay within and everything.
Now, Joe mentioned that you have, you know, over 200 members at the moment, and you're hoping for that to grow. But how do you think you'd have to monitor that then, as the numbers grew and on those various platforms as well?
I mean, a lot of it is we will constantly monitor anyway. I mean, Joey's on when things go on Facebook; she tends to monitor them. I monitor them sort of outside work hours, and. And if we do spot something, obviously we don't want to moderate. That's not the way we really want to work. But if necessary, obviously we will do that. And it's the same with like the Audio Boo channel. But we've got that set so that it can be streamed as a podcast as well. So people can actually listen to them things outside of the web space and the website. So it gives us a chance to monitor things even if we're not on the website as well.
Joe, obviously the name VI Talk kind of gives it away a little bit, but do you have any particular targeted groups you're looking to get involved?
To be honest, to start off with, we were just thinking VIs really, you know, visually impaired people, whether they be visually impaired themselves or whether they know somebody is visually impaired, or, you know, we've even got people who work within charities, organisations that offer services and support to visually impaired people. So it really is a wide range of members. And now we've got, as I say, a lot of sighted people on board, you know, sighted parents to visually impaired children. It's a massive kind of spectrum, really, which is great because it all makes for better support for each other, really.
So you've gone beyond just, you know, we're looking for people with a visual impairment. You know, you've got ages, you've got professions, different backgrounds. sighted, visually impaired. What kind of discussions then get going? What are some of the popular topics?
Anything from guide dogs, braille, entertainment. We have a lady who works for Mind's Eye who do audio description in the Northwest. So she quite regularly posts what audio described theatre is going on. We've got people who are connected with local societies for the blind, and they'll quite often post things that are going on in particular areas of the country. So there's anything and everything. There's no set pattern, really. Whatever people, you know, if someone's got a concern that day, they can post and ask a question, and hopefully somebody will have the answer for them or have somewhere where they can go and find a resource that will help.
Obviously, there's a huge amount of topics then that are being discussed or typed on the various platforms you use. Michael, can you see these discussions perhaps going beyond just chats within VI Talk? Do you think you could actually look to affect change in certain things which perhaps people have issues with?
I mean, at the moment, it's not something we obviously started to go down. As we develop, we may feel that is an area to look at. However, we are, you know, in talks with different, I say talks, but we're, you know, communicating with different people who are more involved in campaigning and things like that. And we will bring those to the front and have articles on the Audio Boo channel and again on the podcast as well when that comes out, and also on the Facebook page, so people can get involved in campaigning even if we're not doing it directly ourselves.
What kind of feedback have you had so far? I know it's not been going very long, but you really have, you know, got a bit of a momentum behind you with the members and so on.
Feedback has been absolutely amazing, really, to be honest. When we had our first Skype chat, which was really the first time we had a chance to talk to members, well, you know, we say members, but, you know, people who are involved with us, and some of the feedback asking us what they want us to do. Really enjoying the fact there was this new open platform in different mediums which they could just get involved in. So on the whole, feedback has been really good. And Joe actually held a meetup down in Tynmouth, which we had 21 people attending as well.
Joe, Michael just touched a little bit on, you know, looking ahead to the future, the things that you may start to look at. I mean, is that something you're constantly thinking about? How do you see VI Talk develop?
Well, just more of the same, but also we want to do Skype chats where we've had people raise subjects that they'd like to discuss, so we'd like to maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks, hold an evening where people can phone in and talk about a specific subject. We have the podcast, which we'll continue to do, which each month we kind of pick an umbrella topic. Say last month we did parenting, so we got a group of VIs together to discuss, VI parents to discuss, you know, every aspect of bringing up children, to encourage people that, you know, you can do it, because a lot of people think, oh, you can't, you know, and we want to cover sport and entertainment and everything, really. So if somebody wants it, we'll try and do it. But we'd also like to do more of the local meetups as well, which is, we'd like people to sort of regionally, you know, somebody wants to volunteer to hold a meetup or to help organise one, then we'd like to do that, because it's great to get together in person, you know, for people to just have a meal or a drink or just get together socially and just meet other like-minded people, really.
So can people really just log on or dial up at any time?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. They can leave us, if we're not, you know, if we're not on Skype, because we've got the landline number, they can actually phone up and leave a voice message, and we will get that, and then we can either get back to them, or if they want us to, eventually we'll be able to put a message up on Audio Boo for them if that's what they'd like. And obviously we've also got the email address, so people can email us at any time, and we'll both pick that up straight away, really.
Just finally, Michael, if people would like more information about VI Talk or get involved in the various chats, what ways can they get in touch with you and how?
Right, well, we'll start with the website, which is nice and simple, at www.vitalk.co.uk. The email address is info@vitalk.co.uk. Our voicemail telephone number, which we use for Skype, is 0161 298 8255, and you can easily search us on Facebook, just VI Talk, and on Twitter it's VI Talk Podcast. And if you are on Audio Boo, which is one of the things we obviously use a lot, it's www.audioboo.fm/channel/VI Talk, or just search VI Talk within Audio Boo.
Fantastic. Well, guys, we do wish you the very best with VI Talk for the moment. Michael Allen and Joe Fishwick, thanks for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.